Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I have played my flute and I have offered sacred fire in the four directions. Please join me in sacred ceremony. I speak as spirit moves me to speak, and I invite you to do the same by calling me at 646-595-3440. And now, Mud Toe at Midnight.
You know, it occurs to me that I neglected to test my microphone before the show. Skype gives you this little utility where you can get on and test it, and it plays back to you how you're doing. And I always try to do that because, obviously, I want you to be able to hear what I'm saying. But I neglected to do that tonight, and as I'm sitting here, there's when Blog Talk isn't talking to me, there's absolute dead silence on the line. It doesn't feed back my voice to me or anything. It's just silence. Today I'm hearing a considerable amount of static on the line between me and Blog Talk via Skype. So I do hope you are hearing me because this is, well, I would hope you were hearing me at any time. But on this particular time, it is our, as I try and scroll to the sound effect. Boy, it's all the way up here. I should have gotten that ready first. Okay, now I'm ready. As we are ready for our third anniversary show. Okay, that's enough of that. I thought it was going to be more impressive than that. You can't hear the sound effects. You can't try them out until you're on the air. I'm sure there's a way to do it. But I have not been taught how you preview the sound effects. So I was just as surprised as you were right then because I haven't tried it before. But anyway, welcome to the show. This is Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. And I'm talking about whatever's on my mind. I say what spirit leads me to say, which I assume is just what's coming out of my mouth. I try not to overthink it. Also, I try not to underthink it because I don't want to just to sit here and just make absolutely no sense at all. I do think throughout the week about what I might say on the show, and then of course usually once I get here, none of that even happens. But I think in some way, what I've been thinking and what I've been reading and so forth usually somehow informs what it is that I'm saying and makes it to just a bit less disorganized, a bit more. Here, wait a minute. There's a shorter car. Wait a minute. Let me try this in a second.
Like, gag me with a spoon.
Okay, that isn't what it was. That was advertised as crowd cheering, but obviously it was something else. Anyway, so we want no more sound effects tonight, I promise. Let me. I selected a poem for the third anniversary show, and I tried to pick something that wasn't depressing. It's sort of my general pattern, but I thought we're going to try for the third anniversary show to be a bit more celebratory. Find something that's not talking about it. That's talking about how good something is. Maybe not a radio show, but something good. Let's talk about how good it is. So this is a poem by Pablo Neruda, who is a Chilean poet. Apologies to Chitegui, who is Peruvian. Peruvians and the Chileans have kind of a thing. But here is a poem entitled A Lemon. Out of lemon flowers loosed on the moonlight, love's lashed and insatiable essences, sodden with fragrance, the lemon tree's yellow emerges. The lemons move down from the tree's planetarium. Delicate merchandise. The harbors are big with it. Bazaars for the light and the barbarous gold. We open the halves of a miracle, and the clotting of acids brims into the starry divisions. Creation's original juices, irreducible, changeless, alive. So the freshness lives on in a lemon, in the sweet-smelling house of the rind. The proportions arcane and acerb. Cutting the lemon, the knife leaves little cathedral, alcoves unguessed by the eye, that open acidulous glass to the light. Okay, let me try that again. Alcoves unguessed by the eye that open acidulous glass to the light. Topazes riding the droplets alters aromatic facades. So while the hand holds the cut of the lemon, half a world on a trencher, the gold of the universe wells to your touch, a cup yellow with miracles, a breast and a nipple perfuming the earth, a flashing made fruitage, the diminutive fire of a planet. Pretty cool, huh? Nothing depressing in there at all. And Pablo Neruda writes some depressing stuff. A word caught my eye I hadn't seen before, acerb, A-C-E-R-B. I had to find out what that meant, so I looked it up. This is on thefreedictionary.com. Acerb is a variant of acerbic, which means sour or astringent in taste, or sharply or bitterly severe as in temper or expression. So there you go. Oh, here's a different one, harsh or corrosive in tone, an acerbic tone piercing otherwise flowery prose, or a barrage of acid comments, acerb. So your assignment is to use that word acerb 10 times in a sentence tomorrow and report back to me next week. So how you doing? It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Third year, 3 years of doing this show. I think I've told the story before, so I'll tell it in a short version. Chief Iggy Hoopwatcher and then Four Hawks. I was out to dinner with them, just having pizza at a local establishment. And at that time, Iggy was looking to expand his offerings of radio shows on Blog Talk with Insights Channel, and he asked me to do a show, and I said that I would. And I thought it would be a great idea to do it on Fridays at midnight, a decision I have regretted over and over again many times. But that's not bad. You know, it's I think Mud Talk Midnight is a catchy name. It's a name people seem to remember. And I'm generally a night owl anyway. It's only become really a problem in certain special situations, like the one I'm in now, where I'm going to work at 6 o'clock every morning, this 12 o'clock start time. I had to take a nap. I took a nap after I get – in fact, I take a nap just about every day when I get home from work. It's the first thing I do is I go to bed for a couple hours, and a lot of my business just hasn't been getting done. No, that's not entirely – I mean, I could do a little bit of business. I just don't seem to, you know, that I'm trying to get resumes out and write on my book and whatnot. And sometimes it just, very often here lately, things just aren't getting done. Well, I've got 4.5 weeks of this left, 2 weeks and then 2.5 weeks off and then 2.5 weeks back on. And then unless some other project comes up, we'll be done with that, and it will be decision time regarding my apartment here in the Midwest. If something more steady as far as money doesn't come along, it's very likely I'm going to have to give up this spot and relocate somewhat further to the north with relatives, okay, with my parents. Certainly I'm not going to, under no circumstances am I going to sever my relationship with this city. I consider it my home. I'm going to work very hard to get back here if I indeed do have to leave. Try to keep a good thought, as my new age friends say, and they encourage me, says, don't make plans, because the plan that tells the universe that that's what you want. But it's very much against my nature to not make plans. Part of what I wanted to talk about today, I wanted to look back in, again, the time the show started from that those humble beginnings in that pizza place. And I've been working on my show archive. Yes, I should mention that. The show archive is now up to 52 episodes. You can find that on my website, which is mudtoesasquatch.com. So you can go back to it. So about the first year's worth of shows are on the archive now. I'm working on that a little bit at a time, trying to get it completed. I'm coming up on one of my favorite episodes here, and I should actually, either this week or next, I'm trying to add about 10 episodes a week. This week or next should be up to it. My high school reunion episode. I went to my, I took my phone to my high school reunion, and I did my show. I did the, this show from that celebration, and had a couple of my high school classmates participate. It was a good time, and so I mean that's one I would encourage you to listen to. Unfortunately, I can't because I don't have any archive yet. Well, one that is on the archive is episode 28, in which I interviewed Chief Iggy Hoopwatcher about an issue we were having, our sweat lodge, which was at Iggy's home, and it wasn't in the city, it was in the township just outside the city, but the township was giving us some grief about the sweat lodge, telling us it was a structure that required permitting, and they were after us to either you'll permit the thing or get rid of it. So Iggy was on talking about that, and it's very interesting and gives you some insight into certainly into his spirituality and the threat that we see to not just to indigenous cultures but to any culture that stands outside of the majority, outside of the traditional prescription for what people are supposed to do and what people are supposed to be in this country. So that's one. If you're going to pick one to listen to this week, that might be a good one to pick. Although I did notice, I'm going to keep an eye out for this. I was, as I was working on the archive today, I spot checked it to make sure everything was okay, and I noticed that one of the episodes was missing, and it was episode 28, and it's kind of odd that would be the one that would take a powder. We were talking very directly about a challenge to the system, to the status quo. So it's back now. I put it back. Maybe I shouldn't say it. I may look at it while we're talking here, which is always an interesting choice for me because, and now it's not. Okay, now here's another thing that's been going on. I've used Google Chrome for quite a while now, and I've been very happy with it. But here lately, something really weird has been happening with the homepage. They have those like eight, icons that have come up. It's like the most, presumably the web pages you use the most frequently, so they're right there for you to click on. They keep disappearing and reappearing and moving around in odd ways. And at the moment, my icon for mudtoesasquatch.com isn't here. So I actually have to type it in like we used to have to do in the Stone Age. Here it comes, mudtoesasquatch.com. And why did I want to come here? Oh, yeah, I wanted to check the radio show archive. So if you get to mudtoesasquatch.com and there's a kind of a cool, intense picture of my eyes. Actually, you'll get to see one eye in shadow. It's a strip from a picture, a self-portrait I took. The website software limited me in certain ways. I kind of like the way it came out. It looks odd enough for an odd website. But the third, there's a home, there's an About Mudtoe, which I really do have to rewrite. And then Radio Show Archive, if you click on that. And right at the top, you start at episode 1. And let me see if looks like episode 28, Guest Chief Hoopwatcher on Community Opposition to Our Sweat Lodge, November 19th, 2011. So there it is. If you want to listen to it, I'd grab it now before the government takes it away again. And that goes down. Yeah, we're up to episode 52, which is actually one after the first anniversary show, because every once in a while one of our shows doesn't come off, as longtime listeners will attest. Episode 52 is The Rainout Show, May 5th, 2012. And I'll confess, I don't really remember what that was about, so you might check that out. There's another one here. Let's look at something if I can actually remember. The Comeback Little Sheba Show is probably really depressing. I don't know if you've seen that show. There's just all sorts of noise coming at me from over the phone line today. It kind of reminds me, I was just thinking about this just before the show started. I was on a line once, long distance. That's a thing that you used to have a thing back in the day, kids, where you get on the phone and you have to dial a special number, and it'd be long distance. You could get charged by the minute for talking to someone who lived outside of your local area. Cell phones have pretty much wiped that system out. But I was waiting on long distance for I was talking to my fiance who was living in Arizona, and I don't remember why, but I was waiting. She wasn't on the line. I think she must have gone somewhere and was going to come back. I don't know. But there are times when you were using, I mean, when the phone was based on just physical wires, you know, strands of copper, you know, there were more than one call going across that copper at once. And if it was quiet enough and you listened, you could hear, sometimes you could hear another call going on, you know, sort of very, very faint in the background. And I was actually able to catch this conversation between two women, and they were talking about someone who was coming back from overseas. And then my fiance got back on the phone. I was like really getting into this conversation. I was almost like, can you be quiet so I can listen to the rest of this? But of course that wouldn't have gone over very well, so I didn't. But this is another one of those sort of experiences, those people who our lives touched, and I'll never know them, they'll never know me. I get a similar feeling when I hear a train. There were trains that went by, you know, my house when I was a kid, and there's a train that goes. It's a decent distance, but at night you can hear it pretty well. A train that comes by my apartment here. I ask, you know, who's on that train? Even if it's not a passenger train, I mean, there's somebody on the train driving it. And you know, what are his plans for later on, or her plans? Just feeling that touch of another, you know, there's another soul over there, and I'll never know anything about that person, who they are, what they do. I can hear, not them, but I can hear the, you know, the machine that they're operating, almost every night. It's a real feeling of connectedness that I miss very much during the daytime hours. I guess that's something that hasn't... I wanted to make this whole show about... You know, I haven't even talked about the beginning of the show versus 3 years later and how things have changed. I guess that was sort of a little bit of a pat way to approach this. This is one of the things that I originally thought of, was actually playing the first show, because it's way... I only talked for 15 minutes on my first show. But I could have played the first show and then talked about it, and I listened to it, and I thought, well, it's really not all that interesting. But you know, what's different? I mean, my situation is certainly more desperate now than it was then. I felt, I listened to the old shows, and it's like I feel, at the time I felt that my situation was desperate. It's now much more desperate than it was. At that time, I was not imagining that my academic career was going to be taken away. It was just going to proceed to its conclusion the way pretty much everybody's proceeded to its conclusion. I had not. There's the train. Just talking about it, and there it goes. You probably can't hear it. Maybe quiet for a minute. Maybe you can. I doubt it. There's no way the microphone's picking that up. But see, now I'm off somewhere again. We're off into the wherever that train goes. We used to, when I was teaching school, I used to teach school at a drug rehab for teenage boys, and they were, it was a secure facility, meaning they weren't allowed to leave. And there was a railroad that went behind the facility, and often the boys would talk about, you know, getting out through the window at night and jumping that train, you know, and going to parts unknown. And what they didn't know was that train only ran between, there was a steel mill in town and then a steel mill in the next town. And that is the only place that train went, just between those two, excuse me, those two locations. So they would have been very surprised and shocked, I think, if they'd ever actually gotten on that train, excuse me. Trains, definitely, I think there is a fascination with them. There's a model train, so I guess you'd have to a miniature train, let's call it that. It's a little bit more serious than a model train. At our big shopping mall up on the north side, it's actually outdoors. They operate it outdoors, and always a crowd around it just watching those trains go around in a circle. I'm sitting there rooting for them to run into each other, but that never happens. Well, I thought, excuse me, another drink here. I'm drinking Fresca tonight, and I'm almost out, so I hope I can make it through these last 10 minutes. My hope at the time I started the show was within like a year, I was going to be starting my candidacy exams. So the way you finish up a PhD program is you have to form a committee, a faculty committee, and they formulate some questions for you that cover the material that you studied. And then you write answers to the questions, and then they read your response, and you get together in a meeting, and they ask you more questions about your question, the answers to their questions, and if all goes well, then you are anointed a PhD candidate, and that's when you get to start doing your dissertation research. Just could not, with my, again, this is one thing I had not anticipated, was, first of all, my interests having changed so much, there wasn't a whole lot that I had studied that I was still interested in at the time that it came time for me to do my candidacy exam, so it was difficult reaching an agreement with my advisor and my committee over what the exam should look like. I wrote it once, and it was pretty miserable. I wrote it a second time. I thought it was better. Three out of my committee members, including my advisor, thought it was better. One didn't think it was better. And at that point, two of my committee members left the university, so I was at a point where things were, it was just as well that I start over from scratch and had a pretty cool idea of something I might do, and another faculty member who was interested I was interested in helping him out with his work. He was about teachers and students and parents' attitudes towards evolution. And actually, I had started to get interested in that because I had stumbled across it in another project that I had done, you know, in my coursework. And everything looked good that we were going to be able to work together and form a new faculty committee. And then he left the university. And it was about that time that the grant that funded my job there at Ohio State that expired. And there was no way I could continue funding. I couldn't pay for studying myself. I was there working, and if you're there working, go there for free. It's a funded position. If I wasn't funded, there was no way I could continue. And that's been almost 2 years ago. So a little more than half of the duration of this show, I've been just kind of wandering around, trying to figure out what it is that's next. Not really believing. Somehow believing that the whole Ohio State thing was going to come back. I mean, I keep applying for jobs there. Haven't had any luck. Haven't had any luck anywhere else either. But there's sort of that Ohio State remains a dream. That somehow somebody's going to call me and want me back. That was what was most painful about it, was that the feeling that I wasn't wanted anymore. And somehow that would be exercised if someone else completely, I mean, it wouldn't be if I got a job at Ohio State, it would be in a completely different place than where I worked before. And it wouldn't involve anybody who even knew what I did or the people I worked with. So anyway, where that puts me now is about ready to give up this place I live and get some distance, and maybe in some way that'll help me figure out, you know, what's next for me. Now, no worries for the radio show. I know you were worried about that. I'm going to continue to do it, for as long as Iggy wants me to. It's an important. Okay, what was that? That's somebody on the phone. Okay, well, we've only got a couple minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and take this, and with the reminder again that I unlike the other people on this channel, I do not do readings. I just kind of talk. So, with that in mind, okay, they're still there. So let me see if I can pick this up. Hold on. Okay, caller 0240, you're on the air with Moto Sasquatch. How can I help you?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just listening to your show.
Yeah.
Just kicking back.
How
and
am I
enjoying
doing?
It. You're doing well.
How am
man.
I doing?
You're doing well.
Good. Well, first of all, it's good to know that I'm being heard because I had some, I don't know if you heard it from the beginning, but I had some technical issues. I wasn't sure if the microphone was actually working. So that eases my mind on that. Eases my mind on that score.
Technology.
Yeah. And I did talk a little bit, since this is my third anniversary show, I did talk a little bit about our initial meeting and about how this show got started.
Nice.
Do you have any specific memories of that? This is Iggy Hoopwatcher, Iggy Garcia on the line, folks. If you haven't recognized him yet, do you have any specific memories of that meeting, Iggy?
Well, I remember just asking you if you wanted to do a show. I was really excited about it. I thought it would be a great idea. I don't think you were too sure at first, but I think you kind of went along with it. 3 years later, here you are. You're still here.
Yeah, yeah. But it says, as I started to say before I heard the little, I don't know, is that a new thing? There's a little audio signal that alerted me that there was a call there. A little doorbell almost. Was the phone ringing? Or do you know anything about
no,
that?
No, I pushed the bell to get your attention.
Oh, okay,
I see. I'm on the I'm on the I'm studio with you.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were on your phone or not.
No, I'm on Skype.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
But I've got it up in front of me too. I'm sorry, you asked me a question. What was it?
No, you said one of the crowd cheering or something.
Oh, one of them says gag me with a spoon.
Oh, okay.
Instead
yeah, I tried to change that up.
Crowd cheering.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess little booby traps there for me.
No. I just called to say hi because I don't get to see you as much as I used to, and
yeah.
This is a good way to get in contact with you and talk with you. So it's kind of fun to pop in from time to time.
There you go. Yeah. Well, that's. Let's plan to get together maybe for dinner sometime this week.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. I'll let you finish up on your last 2 minutes of the show here and got to say your audience. But thanks for putting me on. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Hey, no problem.
All right, bye,
Todd. Have a good evening.
Mm-hmm. You too.
All right. Well, that was, again, the other person, one of the other two people who were here from day one. So we're coming up to the end of our time together. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. As usual, the show did not go quite the way I thought it would. If there's anything, any questions you have or anything you'd like to know or something you'd like to talk about, you can get a hold of me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail, mudtoesasquatch@gmail. And I also would appreciate you taking a look at the website, mudtoesasquatch.com, and looking at the blog there. And checking out the old episode archive. So once more, thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. And look forward to however many more years we have together. And we'll start with next week. So we'll see you next week. Bye.